The next $1 million crypto airdrop is here, and we're going to get you guys in early because no one is talking about it yet.
This is like getting in on Ethereum before it exploded, pulling a 36,000x.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by Mudo Hub, the global leader in blockchain-based epigenetics and DNA research.
Over the last 8 years, Mudo has gained worldwide recognition by partnering with top-tier institutions like the King's College London, the University of Singapore, and Web3 giants like VeChain.
With over 70,000 tests conducted worldwide and millions of dollars in revenue, their AI-powered health coach provides personalized, actionable insights to help users take control of their wellness journey.
Users can even monetize their own health data through commercial and clinical research while helping fund groundbreaking discoveries.
If you're betting on DeSci and AI-driven health innovation this cycle, look no further than Mudo Hub and the DNA token.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
This is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be explaining a very rare opportunity in crypto. The next $1 million airdrop is here, and we're going to get you in early because it doesn't seem like anyone has caught on to this yet.
All right, so this is how lucrative airdrops can be. So the recent Hyperliquid token, Hype, they had a total airdrop north of $200 million. Users received anywhere from $10,000 to $100,000.
Wow.
Per wallet. That's crazy.
Crazy.
Arbitrum. This one really put Arbitrum on the map. Remember that huge airdrop thing that occurred? I think it was like a year ago. Mm-hmm. $1.5 billion total airdrop. Users were receiving $1,500 to $10,000 per wallet, distributed across 600,000 wallets. Uniswap. And that's why we said in this episode, this is like being in Ethereum early before it pulled a 36,000x, is because the platform and the protocol that we're discussing today is like the Uniswap of Ethereum, but for BitTensor. Mm-hmm. And BitTensor is the next biggest thing in crypto that the world will ever see.
Yep.
So Uniswap had tens of thousands of users, and it was over $150 million in Uniswap tokens that were distributed to all these different users, generating millions of dollars for anybody who partook and we're holding the tokens to receive these airdrops. It's absolutely massive. You can make a lot of money just by participating.
Yeah, that is big, big money. And the funny thing about this one is I just feel like there are not that many people talking about it yet. And this is why this is good for us. The less people that are going to get in on the airdrop, the less people that the tokens are going to be distributed to, right? If 10 million people get on an airdrop, the airdrop gets diluted and you get less tokens. But if not that many people are talking about it and the airdrop is big and the actual project becomes big, then that becomes a multi-million dollar airdrop. And here's our thesis for this project and for BitTensor. So if you've been following the show for a while, you probably know what BitTensor is. It's the number one AI project in crypto. It is institutionally backed by Barry Silbert, Grayscale, Yuma, you name it. We believe that BitTensor will become a top 5 to 10 crypto asset and one of the top performing assets in the world, because it is so different than anything in crypto. It is the intersection of AI and crypto in a beautiful way. And up until now, it has been very tough and clunky and difficult to trade the BitTensor subnet alpha tokens, which really only launched a few months ago. It's still very early days, right? But the project we're going to be talking about today is the Uniswap for BitTensor, which means that it's going to be the place where people are going to trade subnet tokens. It's going to be providing the liquidity for lending and all that lending and borrowing. It's going to be providing the first stablecoin for BitTensor. That's why we say this project in and of itself could be a $1 billion project, whereas we see BitTensor going to like 50 billion, 100 billion, right?
Yeah, so you have to understand that TauFi is backed by the Digital Currency Group, and that is associated with Grayscale, Barry Silbert. These are the individuals who were providing institutional adoption to Bitcoin back in 2013, and they are now fully supporting the BitTensor ecosystem. Where is Barry Silbert and the DCG group currently focusing their time now? And that is on Sturdy and the TauFi bridge and swap and all these other things that they've just created. this TauFi platform, I think, is going to be absolutely massive, because what it's doing with EVM compatibility that has been brought to BitTensor is it is bringing all the Ethereum liquidity, or possible all the Ethereum liquidity, to the BitTensor ecosystem. So that is what TauFi is allowing users to do. Because before, it was hard. You had to go into BitGet, buy Tau, or whatever centralized exchange, then transfer it to a BitTensor wallet, and then participate in subnet tokens and staking, all these other things. Now you're just going to be able to transfer Ethereum or USDC on the Ethereum network into BitTensor. And that's just going to make so much more liquidity accessible, and it's really going to benefit the BitTensor ecosystem.
Yeah, so look, if BitTensor goes to like $50 billion, then the Uniswap of BitTensor will be a multi-billion dollar project. The Uniswap of BitTensor is TauFi. There is a TauFi airdrop. This is the airdrop we're talking about. It is a TauFi airdrop. And to completely simplify it, before we get into the details of all the things TauFi does and Certi, the way to get the TauFi airdrop, which is the next potential multi-billion project, is simply to buy and hold the Certi token. Now, you can buy and hold the Certi token on ERC. It's Ethereum. It's EVM compatible. There's also the Certi subnet. I know it's a lot easier for most of you to buy the Certi token on Ethereum, but that's how the airdrop is done. Holders of Certi on the Certi token on EVM Ethereum are eligible and will get an airdrop of the TauFi token.
Yeah, because it will be an ERC token. There's rumors of it hitting multiple tier one exchanges from day one. Again, with that backing from Barry Silver and the DCG group, especially with the minds, the brainchild, the team behind Certi as well. This is a very smart team that is receiving a lot of emissions from Tau. This is designed to be the financial layer for decentralized AI. And all what they're bringing is actually revolutionary for this whole entire ecosystem.
Yeah, I mean, even if before we get into like the nitty-gritty of TauFi, we can do a quick recap on Certi, right? As you mentioned, Certi's backed by the best. Barry Silbert, Grayscale, Pantera, Y Combinator, the same guys who backed like Reddit and Airbnb. So Certi, also USA-based, right? And we've seen a huge tailwind for USA-based crypto projects. Certi, fully doxed team based in the USA. So these guys have all the tailwinds. They're building the DeFi layer for BitTensor, and now they're building TauFi. So when it comes to TauFi, it is the Uniswap of BitTensor, but it also so much more. Like we said, they're putting out TauUSD, which is the first stablecoin for BitTensor. And why that is so important, because as DeFi starts to grow on BitTensor, you need a native stablecoin. Like every ecosystem needs a native stablecoin so people can swap in and out of subnets back into quote-unquote cash.
Yeah,
you can borrow, you can lend, and TauFi is bringing in TauUSD, which I think is going to be huge, even when you talk about separately from the actual Tau swap and the Tau Oracle and all the other things that TauFi has going on.
Yeah, so bring your Ethereum assets like Circle, USDC, into BitTensor and receive TauUSD, and then you can spend your TauUSD however you want within the BitTensor ecosystem. Mm-hmm. They're also rolling out sTau. So right now when we stake our Tau to your root, whether that's Roundtable 21 or Yuma Group, what that means is we receive our 10 to 15% APR, and that's it. But now with this sTau, you can stake your Tau, get sTau in return, and now you can use this sTau as it's like liquidity.
Liquid staking.
It's liquid staking. So you can now utilize this sTau all around within the ecosystem. So instead of just receiving the 15%, you're now receiving the 15% plus being able to do things and make even more money generating yield on that, on your asset, which is really revolutionary.
I feel like TauFi, Certi and TauFi are building one of the most integral pieces that will allow the BitTensor ecosystem to really flourish. Because with TauUSD, which I forgot to mention, is backed by real world assets like BlackRock's Biddle. Like these are the things that back the TauUSD token. So it's not just, you know, one of these stable coins, which is backed by nothing. This is backed by real assets. They have this Tau stablecoin. They have sTau, liquid staking, which is going to bring a ton of liquidity and action to the BitTensor ecosystem. Then you have TauSwap, which is the Uniswap of Tau. Again, this is all still TauFi. So this is going to allow people to trade BitTensor EVM tokens and also BitTensor subnet tokens, all on TauFi. And the beta version is live. Like, it's super seamless. You can go on there, bridge your USD right now. It's easy to use. It's very well built. And then the last thing is the Tau Oracle. So it's going to be like this all one place automated price feed, which is going to show all the moving parts, all the data, all the prices for everything BitTensor. Again, built by TauFi. This will be white labeled out as an API. All different projects on BitTensor will be able to use the Tau Oracle built by TauFi. So really, I think TauFi is what you're going to see is like a main pillar of the massive BitTensor explosion. And this is one of the biggest airdrops, because if this happened, BitTensor goes, you know, to be one of the crypto's most successful projects, TaoFi being a pillar of this ecosystem. You want to get it on this airdrop. And the only way to get it on this airdrop is to buy and hold the Sturdy token. It is really that simple.
Yeah, and inevitably, we also see Sturdy doing quite well over the long run as well. So not only are you holding a token for an airdrop or a multi-million dollar airdrop in what we anticipate to be a multi-million dollar airdrop, but you're also holding a token that is going to be an integral part for all the different liquidity provisions and everything that Sturdy currently also brings to the table as well, right? So two good tokens you could be holding here.
Yeah, and I think another thing that people are kind of, they forgot about it because obviously over the past little bit, the market hasn't been doing so great. You know, the Trump tariffs are causing havoc. But if you still really key in on what Trump and them are doing in crypto, they've been buying a lot of DeFi coins, right? Mm. World Liberty Financial, all these DeFi coins they've been adding to their personal portfolio. It really seems like with the advent of ETH staking ETFs that are going to be coming out very soon, that DeFi, in particular DeFi in America, is going to explode. Well, what is Sturdy? And what is TaoFi? This is a DeFi AI protocol built in America.
Yeah.
So I think it's just another massive tailwind for Sturdy, for TaoFi, which makes me truly believe that this airdrop is going to print thousands or millions of dollars. Of course, this isn't financial advice. We are buying the Sturdy token. We are holding the Sturdy token. I want to get as much of this TaoFi airdrop as possible. And the more Sturdy you buy and hold, the more TaoFi you get. It's really that simple. A lot of these airdrops are kind of complicated.
Yeah, you gotta
swap. You got a bridge. You got a stake. This is simple.
Yeah, this is super
simple. Buy and hold Sturdy. Get TaoFi. It's that simple.
Yeah, it's really. And then we don't know when the snapshot's going to take place too. So you can hold Sturdy today and think that, you know, the snapshot could be in 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
It could be in 2 months from now.
Could be a couple months.
We don't know when this is going to happen, but we do know that this snapshot will eventually be taken.
Yeah. So I'm continuing to accumulate Sturdy. I'm continuing to stack my bags because I want as much of TaoFi as possible because I think this is the next multi-billion dollar project.
Absolutely. Hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.